This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
California's solar power industry is generating huge amounts of electricity, maybe too much. The excess is forcing operators to shut down the system periodically or even sell the excess to other states. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, sounds like we have too much of a good thing.
We do. We have way too much, and there's no way of keeping it right now for an extended period of time. In the last 12 months, California has cut back production of enough solar energy to power over 500,000 homes for a year. That was the finding of a Los Angeles Times deep dive into the state of the solar industry in California. Now, here in a nutshell, the problem is we make a lot of solar. We've had exploded in the amount of solar farms we have around the state, but we can't keep it. We don't have the battery capacity, and that's an expensive proposition. And while the state is trying to bulk up on industrial batteries to save that energy as it's being produced, those batteries can only hold it for about 4 hours. So as a result, it goes on the market. They either cut back production or they have to move it to other states. And oftentimes, they are selling it at reduced rates to those other states. In other words, for example, the state of Arizona got some $69 million of undervalued solar energy that we paid for, and they passed the savings on to their customers. Meanwhile, we are subsidizing it and paying twice the rate of the rest of the states.
Okay, how do we get these batteries online so that we can store this solar energy?
Well, it's not easy because it's expensive, Mary. It's not just that you have to do the solar power now, the batteries. The batteries, like I said, they stand for 4 hours. They can fill up and do that. That's not enough time. We need bigger batteries. And the cost of installing the batteries at this scale just virtually doubles the price of the solar operation. You have your solar panels and then your batteries. It's a very expensive proposition, which also leads to questions about who's going to pay for it and how it's going to be paid for. And, short answer is you and me and Eric and everybody listening is going to be chipping in for some time to come on this solar move in California as we go on through the transition. It's so complicated right now that even people with rooftop solars are having to have their subsidies cut back in order to handle the other solar that's going outside the state. Beats me, but that's the economy of it, and it's a lot of people are making money off it, but we aren't.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. Shocker that we're all going to have to pay for this. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.